We're going to shift our focus from community outreach in general to a group that's getting a lot of attention. It is ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. Nevada officials raided the group's Las Vegas office, and ACORN admits some of its workers falsified some voter registration forms. Now, regional FBI offices are reportedly reviewing ACORN's activities in several states. Some political observers say the fight over ACORN has become partisan and overblown. So what's the state of play, and how is ACORN planning to help with Get Out the Vote efforts? With us, we have Stephen Bradbury, National Campaign Coordinator for ACORN. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So how have the allegations of voter registration fraud affected your work on the ground?
Well, you know, we collected more than 1.3 million registration applications, and we have continued our work in spite of the charges that have been levied against us. And we will be working with, and we have maintained our relationship with local registration boards in terms of the charges that were brought up and making sure that they were aware of the cards that were not filled out correctly, and working with those boards to make sure that people who had, in fact, turned in bad cards, you know, were brought to justice. And so we'll continue in that fashion to make sure that as many people have the opportunity to participate in this election as possible.
You're in New Orleans, and that's a part of the country that has dealt with a lot of pain and tragedy. And we spoke to a woman as part of our voting series earlier this month, who basically talked about surviving Hurricane Ike and how she was going to do everything she could to vote, but that it wasn't a high priority for people who didn't even have a house, didn't have a fixed address, had to drive 30 miles to get mail, didn't even know if the mail was coming through. New Orleans has come a long way since Katrina, but how are people in general, what's the mood when you send people out on the street to try to register people to vote or to, you know, prepare people to vote? What's the mood?
People are very excited about this election. And ever since going back to Hurricane Katrina, residents in the New Orleans area were very aware of the importance of maintaining their ability to participate in the electoral process. The vote is how we express our voice in the United States. And as much as we're able to do that, we certainly put people out into the streets, as you mentioned. And here in New Orleans, people are very excited about that opportunity.
When you think about this set of conversations about what ACORN has and hasn't done, including the fact that ACORN nationally has admitted, yeah, we did turn in some falsified registration forms, do you think that it's hurting the work that you do? Is this, you've been working for ACORN for over 10 years. Has the structure of how ACORN paid people to go out and canvass actually undermined the work that you're doing?
Well, I think it needs to be understood that when we say that there were fraudulent cards, we are, in most states, required to turn in every single registration card that we receive. And so we take the extra measure of verifying the cards to make sure that they are good. And when we go down to the Registrar of Voters office to turn them in, we notify them of the ones that we have not been able to verify. So it's important for people to recognize that, no, ACORN is not going out and trying to undermine the process, but we actually assist the process. And, you know, for all the talk this season about Project Vote and ACORN registering voters, it is important to note that nonprofits and community organizations do not have the final authority to register anyone. Only the government can register voters. And what Project Vote and ACORN do is assist Americans in filling out registration applications and submitting them to election officials who make the final determination of that eligibility.
What are you going to do on Election Day? What are your group's plans in terms of doing voter mobilization?
Well, in conjunction with many other organizations, we will certainly be doing phone calls and reminders to people to make sure that they do go out and vote. We'll do our best to make sure that everyone knows and understands the rules and laws as they apply in their locale so that they have as few problems as possible in going to cast their vote.
Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen Bradbury is the National Campaign Coordinator for ACORN,